What's up, guys? We're back. No, this is not teeing off with Travie T and the Bad Guy. This isn't the Bad Guy Spoken Podcast. This isn't Food Truck Friday, Local Food Friday, Food Court Friday. This isn't Geek in the Sheets. This isn't Book of the Wrestling Podcast. Is that it? This isn't We Try It So You Don't Have To. This is Prime Time with Travie T, and I'm your host, Prime Time Travie T. And today, I am blessed with the presence of the Bad Guy, Kenny Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you.
We're two gentlemen of culture. We're growing up. Leg men.
I was about to say, I am a leg man now. Not titties, no ass no more. It's all about the leg now.
Mm. Thick old thighs.
I love him.
Well, this is going to be different because I know him. Like, really well.
No, I ain't shit.
I didn't say it. All right.
Before you do, I'm trying to beat him to it.
So I guess let's just start with, like, you've done everything. Like, you've been a musician, you've been a comedian, you've been an actor now. We've got podcast after podcast after podcast after podcast.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be everywhere.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning. What got you where you were like, I need to entertain?
You ever just wake up one day and you're like, I'm here for a reason. You're like, absolutely. I'm meant for more than this average stuff. Like, you know, people's like, oh, you know, I'm gonna go to school and I'm gonna go to college. Then I'm gonna be a normal job and be a lawyer or doctor. I just felt like I'm funny. I can rap. I'm talented pretty much in a lot of different things. I was like, I'm too talented to just be a normal person. Like, I feel like I can make my mark, like my mark on this world. Not even on the cocky stuff, but like, I just feel like I was just better than the
He's
norm.
Not cocky, but he is better than you.
Yeah. But I just feel like I'm just better than the norm. I just feel like there's this, I don't know. I'm better than this.
I feel that. I definitely can relate to that. That's been my whole thing forever. Is I am cocky. I'm too damn good to be out here working though 9 to 5.
Exactly.
Like, period. I am talented. I'm beautiful. And I am a strong, independent
black woman
that don't need no man.
Exactly. Yeah, that's literally what it was though. I was like, I've been on stage for rapping, I've been on stage for comedy. I mean, I've killed it every time I've done it. I was like, I can get used to this.
Yeah, right.
That's literally what it was. I can get used to this.
So who do you like? Who were your inspirations early on? And then who do you look at it like now? Like, when you're looking at, because obviously you're actively chasing this. So, like, you obviously, there's somebody that you're kind of like, obviously you want to be the one and only bad guy, Kenny Davis, but you've kind of got to follow somebody's footsteps a little bit.
Growing up, because my comedy was really physical, like I was, you know, real animated.
I already know where he's going with this and I hate it.
Yeah. Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey was one of them. When it came to the animated side, but then when it came to like a delivery and timing side, it was Dave Chappelle. I think he was just like just the way he like construct the joke, and he'll throw the punchline at you like, oh snap, that I was not thinking that's where he's gonna go with that. And Jamie Foxx was another one. I don't think Jamie Foxx is the funniest comedian, but talent wise, the fact that he can act, sing, impersonate, go and be animated as well, and you know, so he can just roast people like that. I'm like, that's another person I was like, I want to be something like that.
I have a, like, I can't believe the Jim Carrey thing, because, like, knowing your comedy now, it's not very physical at all.
I've kind of chilled out now, but growing up, I was always, like, even when I did stand-up, it was just, I'm all in your face, stuff like that. Yeah. I was jumping the crowd, do a lot of different things. So that's why I got to give a tribute to him, where the physicality comes from. It was definitely Jim Carrey growing up.
Knowing you, I can't, like, every time you say you love Jim Carrey, it just, like, blows my fucking mind, because like, one, he's a terrible actor.
What? What?
This isn't the first time we've had this conversation.
he's tripping. No, I know. I'm just tripping.
Also, like you just come off as like that stuff would be corny to you.
No, I think okay. Someone like Chris Farley.
Okay.
Everybody loves him. But I think he's corny. Something like that. RIP. But I just think like the fat animated guy doesn't work for me. Like how you have your Melissa McCarthy's. Well, she's not a guy, but she's fat. And she's jumping around dancing. So I just don't. I like with that. Like that's like that's their personality. You said what?
I think that's sizes.
Sizes. I'm sorry. I don't horizontally challenged. let me chill. But I just didn't want to be put in a box either. So right. How like there's certain people like how I just said Chris Farley and Melissa McCarthy, that's like that's their personality, it's just they're like in your face, you know what I'm saying?
Peter Griffin syndrome.
There you go. That's perfect. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Let me see how that one.
So Luke, like currently, who are you looking at? Like who are some of the inspirations, people that you're looking at now?
Looking at
to
now?
Get where you like to get where you want to be. Like do you have a path that you're trying to kind of mirror?
What I would say is All Def Digital, I would definitely give them their props. I see all the stuff that they're doing. They're trying to pull like other people on. So, and that's how I am too. When it comes to Bad Guy Spoken podcast, at first it was supposed to be just me, and then every blue moon I'll have a guest. I kind of like how yours is like just you know to have a guest. But I was like, you know what? I want to put my friends on too. So that's why if you watch the Bad Guy Spoken podcast, you'll see I have Travis on there. I have Troy Diamond. I have my boy Sledge, TK, Tim. Like I have all these friends. Like I try to get those people like I grew up with and people I know now, like just mixing them all together just to put on a perfect project. And we're just, you know what I'm saying? It's just a goofy show. We're just going around, but we say how we feel. Like it's not a PC show where, oh, you know, we can't say this. Well, I'm like, go ahead and say it. Like, because I'm trying to bring back the comedy. Because even if you go back to the comedy, not only just being raunchy, but like if you just look back 10 years ago, like 10, maybe 20 years ago, you'll see the comedy is so much different from now to the point where like you can't even say the same things anymore. Like, it's ridiculous. And I want to bring that back to where we can, like, you're not afraid to say what you want. Like the LGBT community, like there's a point where they would be like, oh, you can't say this word, like the word gay, like on TV. There's certain words you can't say. I'm not gonna say the word on here, but like there's certain words you can't say. But
he's talking about the F word.
Yeah, I am talking about the F word. But I'm saying, but they used to throw that in there in comedies all the time. Like you look like a, you know what I'm saying, like when they have a weird outfit on. But I'm trying to say like pretty much anybody can get it when it comes to the comedy. I'm not afraid to roast anybody.
I feel that. But I will say that I'm not necessarily like I'm with you, but not fully to the extent of saying like, oh, you look like a.
No, I'm not going to say.
I mean, if I'm roasting you, I can't be like, you look like a.
Yeah, I'm trying. Like, I try not to use that word, but like where there's some people like that, like I said, with the LGBT thing, like where. They put them off limits, like, well, we can't roast them because they're gonna feel some kind of way. They're gonna think, no, I'll roast you too.
I feel
like
what you're saying.
I'll roast whoever. Like, but thing is, I'm cool with you though. It's not coming from hate. Some people think, oh, it's hate speech. It's not hate speech. I'm roasting you like I roast anybody else. I'll tell a black joke, I'll roast a black person, I'll roast you. Like, I'm not gonna just sit there and the whole roast me, oh, you're white and this and that. No, I'll roast you, I'll say you build like a hash brown right now. But I was but I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna say you're tater top built body. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do this. Oh, you look like SpongeBob's grandpa. I'm not gonna do this.
Damn it!
I'm not gonna talk about you look like a lumberjack right now. But
that was fair.
But I'm just saying, like how
I just called for.
But that's because, but I do it out of love, though. It's no hate. It's no hate. That's what I'm saying.
He loves tater tots.
I love tater tots. I don't love tater tots. I'm saying. I just wanted to roast you for looking like that. That's why I came here today. But it's the only thing just to call you that to your face. That's why I did this. You can end it right now, and I'll be perfectly fine. No, let me chill. Let me chill. This is my boy. That's why we do this. We roast her literally every day.
I wasn't ready. I'm out of it. He rapid fired those. I was like,
yeah. Feel bad.
Oh shit.
What's all the next question, Sami Zayn?
Stop it. All right, let's go to music. So when I first met you, you were a rapper. Like mm-hmm. that was your thing. By the name Acapella.
Mm-hmm.
Ockapellah.
Yeah. It was a way of making fun of myself because when I first rapped, because thing with me is I would say my main weakness when it comes to rapping is freestyle. I can't freestyle for shit.
For sure.
But I can write. But the thing was when I did my first performance on the beat, I could not catch the beat to save my life. So that's why I did that as like a way to make fun of myself. I mean, now I'm just going as a bad guy now, but like back then it was just acapella. I'm like, I couldn't catch the beat at all. So I was making fun of myself. That's why that name was out there. And I just can pretty much used it on like PlayStation. So you see acapella whooping your ass on 2K, that's me.
Or if you're whooping his ass.
You whoop my ass, is me. It was a bad day. But yeah, I just used that because like the way I spelled it too, because that way when you look up my name, you only see me. I don't want anybody. Oh, because sometimes you'll see like multiple of the same names.
Yeah,
and I tried to change that.
There's only one Primetime Travi T.
Mm-hmm. Only one bad guy spoken.
Yeah. So what music, like musicians, did you kind of pattern yourself after?
When I rapped, it was Eminem. I would also go with KRS-One. I know that's a random one, but
that is random.
It's random, but I looked up to him too as well. And it was a lot of 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, Ludacris. Like I like the how the videos were like you know, just ridiculous mm-hmm. videos. Those stuck out more than anything to me.
I'm with it.
Like how you had your Red Man, like who else was wild? Like that's why I like DaBaby now. He may not be the best rapper. I don't think he's a great rapper, but his videos remind me of these old videos. And I'm like, that's what I like.
Definitely. Who's your top five rappers? Greatest.
That changes like every year. I'm not even gonna lie to you. But I know for sure the main ones is Eminem at number one, Nas at number two.
That's my two and three.
You said what?
That's my two and three.
It's two and three. And then Kendrick is in there somewhere.
That's my one.
In my top five. And honestly, I don't know who would be four and five. I have to like literally sit there and make a list.
Yeah. Mine's so Kendrick at one, Eminem at two, Nas at three, Three Stacks at four, probably Rakim at five. Joyner Lucas is up there too.
I can be Joyner Lucas for now.
Disgusting. Like his ability to tell a story is so far ahead of like everything. Like he gets a pass on the like, because usually I have a rule. I actually stole the rule from Chris Rock. You have to have four complete albums to be considered in my GOAT list. So there's no, I mean, Tupac has that, but I don't think he has it alive. I think it was all.
I mean, he had to make them when he was alive.
He made them, but he made songs and other people just made the albums.
Yeah.
So I don't count him. And I also, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to get some hate for this, guys. Tupac and Biggie shouldn't be on your top five list. They are good rappers, but they're not top five quality rappers, in my opinion. There's so many people that are better than them, and they get overhyped because they died.
That early. I'm with you on that. I think a lot of people that we do, you know what I'm saying? Like Big L is another one.
Big L, yeah. But he doesn't get the same love like they do.
No,
Big L
and
Big Pun.
In New York, he does.
Yeah, but that's a state versus the world. The world is riding for.
But according to New York, they're the most.
Let me tell you. Let me get some more of
their word is over everything.
Let me get some more of these bad hip-hop opinions off my chest.
Go ahead.
Lil Wayne shouldn't be in your top five. I love Lil Wayne.
I'm with you on. I'm definitely with you on that.
Drake is my favorite rapper. He's not allowed in your top five.
He's boo boo.
Jay-Z should not be in your top five.
Definitely not. He ain't even the best on his label.
Yeah, late. Kanye shouldn't be in your top five.
Okay.
For the same reason Drake is not allowed in your top five.
I think I would say Kanye, if you're going artist, the same way you'd be trying to give
Drake. Yeah, no, Drake and Kanye are one and two if it's artists.
Yeah, because I think
and they're ridiculous. Like,
yeah, Kanye is ridiculous when it comes to that. He only made one.
And I would honestly, if I'm doing artists, it's probably Drake, Kanye, Kendrick, Eminem, Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
As an artist, if we're including the beats, we're including him putting other people on.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like if his ability to create.
You're saying Dr. Dre is the Nick Fury of rap.
Exactly. He really is. He really did assemble the Avengers in four different decades. This man been rapping for 40 years. Without Dr. Dre, we don't have Ice Cube. We don't have Eazy-E. We don't have DOC. We don't have Nate Dogg. We don't have Snoop Dogg. We don't have Warren G. We don't have Daz, Corrupt, Tupac. We don't have 50 Cent. We don't have Eminem. We don't have Kendrick Lamar.
Mm. Even Chief Keef.
I didn't know that.
Because Eminem signed Chief Keef.
That's disgusting. I don't like that at all. Eminem signed Chief Keef. Yuck. We don't have. Dr. Dre
signed Eminem.
Hey, we don't have Slaughterhouse. Royce da 5'9" never gets huge.
Joe Budden, the greatest one-hit wonder of all time.
Joe Budden is nasty on the mic, and I'm sick of y'all disrespecting him.
Do your thing, mama, do your thing. Shout it.
Sick of this disrespect in this house.
This man, see some ladies in here.
This man deserves so much better. Is he top 5, top 10, top 50? Probably not. He's better than T.I., though. T.I. versus Joe Budden, bar for bar.
T.R.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, it's definitely Joe Budden.
But the thing is, everybody gets stuck on Pump It Up.
Because T.R. is the most lyrical trap rapper, which is not saying much.
Is he, though?
Like, that's not saying much.
Is he, though?
Who is?
I like 2 Chainz better.
2 Chainz is not the lyrical. I love 2 Chainz.
I feel like he got better punchlines.
You said what?
Better punchlines.
Yeah, but his punchlines just be saying, he'd be saying some off the wall.
I love
stuff.
It though.
That man said, "Dick so hard, make the metal detectors go off."
I love that.
Why are you Iron Man? Why is your meat metal? That doesn't make sense.
She got a big booty, so I called a big booty.
Sometimes
I like that.
But sometimes you got to say that.
I love it.
Big booty. Hey, big booty.
I love it. Yeah, I don't even know where we started with this, but we just be going off on tangents. So we kind of already talked about comedy and like. Is that something you're still wanting to pursue? Are you still wanting to go?
I want to do everything.
So you still like, rapping?
I'm still rapping. I want to do everything. I want to be a rapper. I want to be a comedian. I want to be an actor. I want to be a magician, a martial artist, a porn star. I want to do everything.
Let me talk to you.
So my porn tape drops. Just know I did it on purpose. I'm telling you that now. I'm doing this to further my fame. Like Kim Kardashian, I am dropping it.
You're not as cute as Kim Kardashian.
I'm not. But I'm going to put in work in that sex tape. That sex tape is going to be as long as a TikTok. It's going to be a minute long. But look. But it's going to be good.
The tape's as long as a TikTok. Something else as long as a TikTok.
Hey. That was good. Good. Fucking gross. Fucking gross. But shake your head on that one. You did good.
Let me lose my goddamn thought.
You did good, Chosen. You did great.
First off, bitch. I'm sick of this, man. So let's do this right now. First off, this got nothing to do with you, but okay. It kind of does. If you're a magician, fuck you.
Wow.
I don't like magic.
Mm.
I don't like it. And also, let's talk about martial arts.
Wait a minute. Go ahead. Say what you guys
Kung
say.
Fu loving ass bitch.
I love Kung Fu.
Kung Fu ain't real. Bruce Lee ain't real.
Bruce Lee isn't real. No.
Bruce Lee is a professional wrestler.
That's the realest nigga ever. Is Bruce Lee
is a professional
wrestler.
That man
wrestler. Took a potato chip set and cracked his fingers like this. He was like, "You are dead." Now, come on now. Come on now.
Hulk Hogan said, eat your vitamins and say your prayers.
Fuck Hulk Hogan.
They're the same person. They're no. the same person.
No, they are not. I ain't seen Bruce Lee not say not a one N-word. In all the movies I've seen him in.
Hey, there weren't hidden cameras back then.
He ain't dropped no sex tape. I saw the Hulk Hogan sex tape. That shit was trash.
Why did you watch it?
Because his back was out. I was like, this is nasty. He was just all back. That shit was trash.
What is happening? This man watched the Hogan sex tape. He's like, can you feel me, brother? He's like, I can feel you. Hulkamania is running wild. The fuck are you watching the Hulkamania sex tape for?
Because I had to see it.
I didn't.
I had to see it. I was like, let me see what Hulk Hogan talk about.
He wasn't talking about. Yeah, he was talking about something. That's what got him in trouble. You had no business watching that. And you know that.
I had to watch. It's one of those things where it's like, let me go ahead and see what the man talking about. I got to see it. Let's see what all the fuss is about.
I'm so disappointed in him.
It was gross. It was very gross.
Disgusting. So
you know what his skin looked like.
Going back to Bruce Lee, I don't think I've ever said this on camera. Me and Kenny have talked about it. Bruce Lee was a professional wrestler. He was working all of you guys. You guys are literally sitting here believing he go and kill a man. Shut the fuck up.
He didn't kill a man. He just pushed him onto the chair with the one inch punch. Pow! He dropped. You leave Bruce Lee alone. Sick of this
Bruce
shit.
Lee is bullshit.
Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan are the truth. I'm not going to sit there and do that. And Michael Jai White would beat Joe Rogan, by the way. We'll say that every
podcast. Joe Rogan would beat him and Wesley Snipes. I don't know.
Definitely. Wesley Snipes beating the dog shit out of Joe Rogan. We say that. I'm saying on camera, yeah. Yep.
We've had this argument on camera a couple times.
You're going to have it again.
but, yeah, no. This man was going around trying to build his name, build his brand, and he got y'all to believe. He was so smart. He was like, look, these dumb Americans, just see this Chinese dude, they think I know all kinds of martial arts. I'm gonna do the one-inch punch.
Well, Chuck Norris, y'all's GOAT, said he would lose to Bruce Lee.
I mean, he's not my GOAT either. He's
I think Chuck Norris is trash.
Chuck Norris is also a dork.
A dweeb. Yeah, right. Fucking dweeb.
Like, I'm sick of this. I'm not dealing with no kung fu. If kung fu was so good, right? So here's my thing.
So if a man's walking down the street and you bump into him, he knows kung fu.
Hold on.
Hey, you gonna beat him? Nope. You gonna be on the floor with the rest of them. And I'll be right there behind him. You killed my teacher.
You're gonna get me canceled. Anyway. So
why do you hate martial arts?
I love real martial arts.
You don't like kung fu movies?
I am a mixed martial arts fan. Probably the biggest mixed martial arts fan you know.
You don't like kung fu?
No.
Why not?
Because it's bullshit. And I'm about to tell you why. If kung fu was a legitimate fucking sport, if it was a legitimate martial art, if people could actually fucking use it against other people that know what the fuck they're doing, more people would use it. There's not one single MMA fighter today that specializes in kung fu.
You know the funny thing about all this? He's supposed to be calm and professional.
No, I'm not.
Seems like on the show, you say I just triggered him. That's what the bad guy does.
I'm not nothing.
I just triggered
him. I am who I am every show the same way.
Speak your truth, sis.
I'm about to go off. This man be getting on my nerves with this kung fu Bruce Lee bullshit.
But chill on Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee ain't shit. He's a dork.
And Anderson Silva looked up to him too. Just letting you know that.
No, he didn't. But he didn't use kung fu, so
he was out here doing some.
You know what he was using though? Muay Thai, because he looked when he's getting into martial arts. He was like, should I go for kung fu or should I use something that's actually useful?
Well, what about Tony Jaa? Tony Jaa uses that too.
Who?
Ong Bak. I love kung fu movies too much.
You're talking about movies. You're talking about actors. I'm talking about fighters. Real martial artists.
Dude, it's real.
Real martial artists.
He's going to do it.
I hate it here. Damn it. Moving on. So what do you call yourself? All right, what are you?
What I call myself?
Yeah, like what? Not the bad guy. Not what your name is. What are you? Are you a rapper? Are you a magician? Are you a kung fu specialist?
What do you call yourself? Like, daddy.
Yuck.
Poppy.
Can you imagine this man in the mirror just, daddy, 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 daddy.
I'm looking in the mirror.
Ew. I agree.
I got X videos. I got X videos. I don't need a mirror.
Why are you calling yourself daddy? You fucking weirdo.
You don't give yourself your own nicknames.
No one gave you that nickname.
See, I did a coat.
You know what his real nickname is? Brat.
Brat?
He has Lil Spoon energy. Sick of this. I'll link that video below.
Yeah, go ahead and link it. I'm trying to get all the viewers out of
here. Man, it's like, brat.
Going to day.
So what do you call yourself?
I said it.
No, you're not calling yourself daddy. What are you?
I said it.
You're not, if you're, are you a rapper? Are you an actor? Are you a magician?
I'm
a
dom. Big Spoon energy. I am a dom. I'm out here.
He's none of these things. He's lying
I'm
to you.
I'm out here.
Why is he lying to you?
I'm out here.
We already saw this. You're not. You're a brat. A little spoon.
Because I get my way. That's why he's saying this.
Because he whines.
You sucker MC. You jive turkey sucker.
Don't call me a jive turkey sucker on my own show.
On your show, I'll call you that. I will say that. I will guarantee in 100 episodes, nobody called you a jive turkey sucker on your show.
I've honestly, you know what? This is about, I'm almost to 300 shows across everything I've won, and I've never been called that. So.
You're a jive turkey fool. thank you.
They're like, it's COVID out. They keep shaking hands.
Hey, it'd be like that sometimes.
It really do be like that.
Get on the escalator or something anyway.
So talk about this man said.
I'm ready. Go to the next question.
Talk to me about how you got started with podcasting. Like what was your inspiration on that? What made you decide to do that?
I was watching and I was like, these people aren't funny as I thought, and these people have podcasts. And I was like, I know some people like that I'm cool with that would put on a better show than 95% of these podcasts that I've seen. So I started doing some studying, seeing what all I needed to do. I didn't have the money like that. So where, you know, everybody had the microphones and, you know, the lighting and all the different stuff like that. I was just like, I'm just going to make a hood podcast for now. And then I'll just keep like as we go along, we'll just get the materials we need along the way. But that's pretty much what it was.
I haven't gotten the materials we need.
Yeah, we still haven't, but not everything. But slowly I'm getting.
Damn near what, 80 episodes?
We just reached our year.
But we do about 2 to 4 a week. So.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but in general, though, we reached our year. Because I did my first podcast was the day before my birthday, and my brother Brandon, also Troy Diamond, he pretty much was like. There's a top 100 singers list, and it's very
that
blasphemous.
That list was disgusting.
Yeah, according to Rolling Stones. And he was like, you got to read this. I was like, you know what? Why don't you just read it to me on air? And we'll just do that. And he was like, okay, bet. So him and my dad, we all just, my dad had his camera for my dad. He does photography. So he was like, you know what? I'll record y'all, and, you know, we'll get started on that. And it's just went on from there. And at that point, we just kept it pushing. We tried to do it every weekend. Try to record it and upload it for you, for other people. And yeah.
So what are your goals? Once your story's over, what do you want to have achieved?
I'm trying to I just pretty much want to make my mark on the world.
Sure.
So I want, like how Achilles was like, that's why they won't remember you. I want to be remembered. I want, when I'm long and gone and people are like, man, what happened back in this year? They find the Bad Guy Spoken podcast and they see me in movies and all kind of TV shows and music, find all kind of different stuff. Like I want to the point where, kind of like how Kevin Hart, where you can't even look at, you can't even watch TV without seeing him on there. Like, I want to be like that. I want to annoy people that I'm on there so much.
He's got a good head start.
Yeah, I want to be everywhere. And then no, I want to just relax.
No, oblivion is inevitable, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually, there's not going to be any people to remember anybody.
Yeah. But I want the aliens and robots, when they look at them, I want them to find me. And I want to, as soon as I'm done, I want to relax on a farm somewhere like Thanos and cook some food.
My man's out here wild.
Just cooking. Just...
Dang it. All right. We're going to reel it in a little bit. Recommendations. Recommend a song to the audience.
Recommend a song to the audience?
There's more, but we'll start with a song.
Okay. Is it my song or
any song you want? Whatever you think they need to hear.
Go to the Bad Guy Spoken Podcast on YouTube and just scroll down. Keep scrolling. And then you'll find my music. There you go.
What is the name of the song?
Any of them. Did you see Acapella or the Bad Guy? Click it.
Versace Remix by Acapella.
Yep.
That's my favorite Acapella song. Album,
okay. Let me stop being cocky for a second. So
yeah, I can know.
So when it comes to songs,
he's being a brat on camera.
I want you to listen to Legacy by Eminem.
That's a good song.
And just really sit.
Is that the one where he says, like he's talking about being a Martian?
Yeah, he's pretty much talking about all the bullshit he went through growing up to get where he's at now.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much like, you know, I've been through the bullshit, but that made me the person I am today. And I felt that song because growing up, I dealt with a lot of BS from moving from place to place. And we moved place to place. I was a skinny, dark-skinned kid. So basically, every time I moved to different schools, there's always somebody trying to pick on me. And I had buck teeth too. Most of they were always trying to pick
buck
on me.
Teeth, oh, bastard.
I had buck teeth. Yeah, I had buck teeth. They used to always try to pick on
old
me. So
SpongeBob,
I always had to fight.
Fucking motherfuckers.
All my life I had to fight.
Goofy ass bitch. You mother hucker.
Ugh. Hey. Cut that out.
I do the editing. I'm not cutting shit out.
Edit that part out. Man turned to Goofy mid-podcast. So you Moxley, yeah, no, delete all that shit, Peggy. Delete all that shit.
You call me Peggy.
Nah, but yeah, when it comes to, but yeah, when it comes to song, listen to Legacy by Eminem. Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Could See by Busta Rhymes, I think was a fire song.
I hate Busta Rhymes.
Why?
I just don't like him. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I think it's his voice.
Dang it.
I don't like Chance either.
I don't like Chance either.
Chance, it's his voice.
I don't like that. I don't like that shit either. But I'm trying to think of any other songs you should listen to.
Like, yeah, I'm not trying to discredit them as artists, but I just don't like them.
No, I mean, look, if you make it, ain't nobody mad at you. Even if you got one hit, all you need is that one hit.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe Budden. But, but yeah, I would listen to those two songs, and I'd probably there's a Lil Dicky song that I like too. The one where he's talking about Lion King. I know that sounds wild, that's just random, but I like the originality of that because nobody does that.
I like Pillow Talk.
That's the one, the Pangea one.
Mm-hmm. Does bitch y'all know about Pangea?
I don't like that one.
I love it.
That one seemed really long. Like
it was really long. It's like 8 minutes.
Okay, that's why it seemed long. I was like, this song is long.
And he said, do you fuck with the war? What? Do you fuck with the war? Do I fuck with the war? No, I don't fuck with the war.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I didn't like that one.
I loved it. Everything about that.
I don't like that one. Now, albums, I will go Marshall Mathers LP, 1 and 2.
2's not that.
2 was fire. Lyrics wise, he was going crazy. I'm also going 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying. You know my top 5.
Yeah. But they don't.
Yeah, they don't. Most Known Unknowns by 3-6 Mafia. I think that was fire. Like these are albums that I feel like have no skips. I'm also going Kanye West Graduation, because that shit was fire. Flashing Lights is probably one of my all time greatest songs, in my opinion.
Don't you like Carter 3?
I do like Carter. Yeah, Carter 3. I feel like Carter 3 is up there. There is a few skips on that one. I'm not going to sit there and say there's no skips. But that one has a few skips on there. And Young Jeezy, Thug Motivation 101.
Because I don't know why. In my mind, I jumbled the words when you said them. And I heard you. But in my head, I thought you said Young Thug.
No.
I was like,
I don't like rappers that
imitate other rappers.
Well, that part too. But I don't like when people just be mumble their way through a song. I know they talk about the mumble rappers, but that I know that's like, oh, this is different right here. That shit's trash.
It's because we're old men. We like legs now. We're not allowed to like mumble rappers if we leg men. You can't be both.
Because I don't feel like, because they try to make it seem like everybody's a mumble rapper nowadays.
They're not.
And like, no, that's not the thing. But there's certain people where I'm just like, he sucks. Like, Blueface. I'm sorry. Blueface.
Might be the worst rapper I've ever heard in my life.
I thought he was joking. So that's why I didn't. That's why they put him as the worst. Yeah. I thought he was playing. I was like, this guy's funny. But I was like,
he's serious.
Yeah, he's dead serious.
Damn.
So fuck you for that.
So, artist.
Artist listen to. Of course, I'm saying Eminem because he's my GOAT. I'm also going to go, if you go back, Papoose. I think Papoose back in the day was crazy.
Listen to his freestyles.
Yeah, definitely.
His freestyles are nasty.
Definitely. I'm also going to go King Los.
Or listen to a Remy Ma album.
You said what?
Listen to a Remy Ma album. You can hear Papoose all over it. He wrote all his songs.
Who's listening to Remy Ma albums in 2021?
Who's listening to Papoose in 2021? Nobody.
You're right. You're right. But trying to think. Case listen to. I don't really mess with people now. So I just go back and listen to older music.
Same.
So trying to think. Rick James. But
Rick James, bitch.
Rick James. Cause I was just sending a limited to the rap only. I'm like, I'm slipping. So I'll go Rick James. I will also go, why can't I think of his name right now? Bobby Womack. Another person I'm a big fan of. R. Kelly. I know it's taboo to say his name, but the man drops classics. Classics after classics. I know you don't, but I do.
That's fine.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for R. Kelly.
Movie.
Now, for movies, I like a movie that make you think. So a movie like American Psycho is, I know that sounds crazy, but it's one of the movies like it can end two different ways and it will still make sense. Like, because the thing about the movie is he a killer or is he not a killer?
I feel that. So did you like Fight Club?
I did like Fight Club.
I didn't like Fight Club. I don't like movies that you're confused until the end and then you got to rewatch it to understand it. I don't like that shit.
There's a few movies like that, like Memento. And what's another one?
It's like film snob movies. And I didn't understand why Fight Club was included in that, like, before I saw it, because it doesn't seem like the type of movie that would be in that. But when I watched it, I was like, yeah, this fucking sucks, because it's literally, up until the last, like, 10 minutes of the movie, I was confused as hell. I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
But there's a few movies that's like that.
I don't like it, though.
There's no movie that's, it's a B movie, but I would suggest it's Crazy. It's a B movie.
Oh, it's a B movie.
No, not the B movie. No. It's
you're watching Jerry Seinfeld with B.
I fuck with B movie.
No. You like jazz?
I was going to say a movie called Crazy as Hell. There's no movie that'll make you think. I will say this, though. It is very, very, very slow movie. I will definitely say that. But if you don't fall asleep, it's a good movie. And you're just sitting there like, oh. And then when you go back and watch it, you'll notice some things. And like that, I like movies like when you go back and watch it, you notice things. So that way, when you go back and watch it, every time you're like, okay, it makes the rewatches like even more rewarding. Because some movies, like there's some movies I watched it once and I'm like, okay, it did what it's supposed to do. And then I just keep pushing.
I feel you on that. I don't know. I don't want to go back and watch fucking Fight Club again. Like, that's the thing, because I just don't want to.
So when the penguin says slide, how did you feel? What? In Fight Club.
I don't.
Slide. Did he slid? You didn't like that?
No. I didn't like anything. No. I hate it here.
That's the most random scene in that movie. That's why.
TV show. Also, I just want to say all these movies that he just recommended, he's not recommended any of those to me.
That because you don't watch shit. So I need you to watch the regular movies first. I need you to watch the hit movies first before you start watching these wild movies.
I have heard him talk about American Psycho quite a bit, though.
Yeah. And The Rise of Leslie Vernon, Behind the Mask. That one's a good one, too. That's another B movie. That's pretty much like if Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees were real, and this guy's like inspired by them. And it's like a documentary style kind of thing.
Okay. Like a docudrama?
Pretty much. I don't know. But they're following him. And he's just like, yeah, this is what I would do.
It's a mockumentary.
Yeah. But it was good. It was
really good. I love mockumentaries.
Now, TV shows, I would go It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because that show, like how like my comedy is basically, it's like, it's pretty much like.
Would you consider that a sitcom?
And
it's not the Greatest White Sitcom?
No, the Greatest White Sitcom is 2 and a Half Men.
How is that? I don't understand. Like, in your mind, like, I don't, because you always talk about It's Always Sunny, but you don't ever talk about 2 and a Half Men.
I always talk about 2 and a Half Men.
No, you don't.
I do. That show was hilarious. But I think, when I think of sitcom, I think laugh tracks.
Yeah, I feel you.
Waiting for the crowd to die down so they can say the next joke. Shit like that. There is no laugh track. It's just a show. They just do shit.
But it's like, they're just acting up.
Yeah, but the thing is, but I also like it is, it's a regression too. It's not like how on the TV shows we saw like Fresh Prince, we saw Will Smith, his character was learning things and he's getting smarter and he's, you know what I'm saying, he's adapting to his everything. They don't. They actually get worse as the show goes on and it's hilarious. But I would recommend that. The League.
He has recommended both of those to me.
The League is my shit. The Shield, not Agents of Shield. The Shield, about these dirty cops, and they act a fool. And it's even more like, you definitely gotta watch it now with all the shit going on in the world. But yeah, that's another good one. There's one more I'm missing. I'm missing one. It's bothering me. I can't think.
Superheroes.
No.
That's the one I thought you were gonna recommend.
Well, Superheroes.
Or Justice League, where they're acting up.
Oh, The Boys. Yeah, The Boys. Yeah, that is another good one. Yeah, there you go. I'll just take that one. I can't think of the other one, but I'll say that one.
Comedian.
Comedians? I met Carlos Miller, and that was rewarding because he's one of the greatest comedians to ever do it. Him and Dave Chappelle. I know it's random to say those two, but like, because everybody says like the best comedians of all time, Dave Chappelle, Bernie Mac,
I'm scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, and those are good, but like, I like the comedians that haven't blown up, like Carlos Miller, for the longest he didn't blow up until like recently. But like, I liked him. I like Kelly K. Dub Walker. He's hilarious. I can't think of that man's name. There's another one too. Clayton English. Clayton English is hilarious. Clayton English. Yeah, he's also on the 85 South show. He's hilarious. Tony Baker. I met him too. I got pictures with him too. But I feel like I'm missing somebody. Like I'm trying to name the ones that's like the underrated, because those are the ones I like more than the main ones.
But Jim Carrey, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, Dave Chappelle. Like I said, because I molded, like I was like, I took a little bit from them, molded myself in there, because I appreciate all forms of comedy. So like, you'll see like, so you'll look at my, if you look at my history, you'll see like Anthony Jeselnik, you'll see your Dane Cooks, you'll see all these different people. Like I like different kinds of Bill Burr, because Bill Burr has like darker comedy, and I like the comedy.
Bill
like
Burr that. Is hilarious.
Bill Burr is hilarious. Just him going off on Philadelphia.
He said there was a new segment with him, and they were like, "Yeah, you had some jokes about the Catholic Church. So do you think you may have taken it too far?" He's like, "Don't you think that the Catholic Church took it too far?"
Yeah, that's why I like him, because he's not afraid to, you know,
yeah,
to say how he feels. But like, when I say how you feel, not always racist. Like some people would be like, "Oh yeah, he tells it like it is," and it's usually racist when they do that,
or homophobic or transphobic.
Yeah, yeah, like you can whatever. Tell like it is and not be racist or homophobic every time. Like you can just, you know what I'm saying, you can just say you just have a real take on things.
Oh yeah, I feel like I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what my whole show is about.
Just still
about.
Saying politically correct. comedy special. Do you have a favorite comedy special?
Comedy special.
Stand-up special.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Elephant in the Room by Patrice O'Neal is one of them.
Is that the one? Okay.
He's the bigger guy that he got.
He did a skit that about women just like they take everything you love and ruin it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I think he's like,
you can have yourself a nice sandwich, and she'll come in there with no mayonnaise on the sandwich, dry ass bread. Ain't that better? Ain't that better? You be in there watching TV by yourself. She come in there and bother you. Ain't that better? Ain't that better? He's like, I don't want you to go away. I just don't want you like here. He's like, you can be in the vents or something. That's fine. Just don't be here.
I don't think that's on that one. But he that sounds like something he would say though. But yeah, he's another one. That's not afraid to say how he feels.
He's passed away now, right?
Yeah, he's dead. He died from diabetes. And messed up thing is they kept making jokes about him on the roast of Charlie Sheen, I think. And they were talking about, you're going to die of diabetes, blah, blah, blah. And then he died of diabetes. I was like, oof.
When you're a comedian, it's like me and you roasting each other. There's no rules.
Yeah, but I would go that one. There is, Corey Holcomb is another one. You talk about somebody that isn't afraid to say how he feels. The way he talks about women is ridiculous, but it's funny. But I'm going to go his, I forget what it's called, but he has one. That's amazing. Dave Chappelle, every Dave Chappelle special is good to me. I'm going to go, I will say this, the hot take. Jim Carrey stand-up isn't for me.
I feel
that. I like him movies, I love him.
Stand-up. I don't even know if I've ever seen his stand-up, but I know I've seen Ace Ventura, I've seen the first Dumb and Dumber, I've seen...
You only watch that one, don't watch the second one, or the third one.
I've seen him in the Batman movie. There's another thing I've seen him in, too, that was a big movie. I've seen him in fucking...
Popper's Penguins?
No. Truman Show.
I haven't seen that. That's the only one I haven't seen.
And here's the thing is when I say what I'm at, like my big thing with him is that he's Adam Sandler, he's Will Ferrell, he's everybody else. Like I can't say for later movies. Like I know that your big thing with me is like, later on he had a more serious career. But Adam Sandler's going through that now.
Yeah. So you're saying 90s Jim Carrey
is he just plays the zany wacky guy like it's annoying. But and then people will say like, Truman Show, he wasn't like that. Yes, he fucking was. Like, imagine when he's trying to swim through, or like he's trying to use that kayak or the canoe or whatever it is, and he's trying to get out of the camera, like the dome that he's in. Imagine that part, and he's just going crazy.
I haven't seen it yet, though.
You're not gonna see it. It's been fucking 25 years.
I'm gonna see it. It's Jim Carrey. I'm gonna see it.
It's on Netflix now. Watch it.
Oh, bet. I didn't know that. I'll definitely check it out tonight. I
probably just lying, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's still on there.
He just lied to me. Okay.
He's lying to me. I thought about it. I was like, that was a long time that I watched. It's a long time ago that I watched it on Netflix.
I was like, oh, is it?
I watched it on Netflix, but that was five ever ago.
That's ridiculous.
But you got anything else to say?
Yeah.
You took too long. I don't want to hear your roast.
Look, no, it wasn't roast. I just wanted to look at the camera.
Tell them where to find you. What social media you got?
You can catch me on the Bad Guy Spoken. Everywhere. It's just Bad Guy Spoken on every social media.
Including TikTok.
You might. I'm doing the Busted Challenge. You're gonna see that later on. I think my butt came. No, but you can catch me on the Bad Guy Spoken podcast on YouTube. You can see Travis on there. He's doing the editing on there, and he's on there looking nasty. You can see me on I try to get on Twitch. I've been slacking, but I usually post to YouTube when I play video games.
We're getting them on Twitch soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yeah. For right now, you can see me on YouTube. And you'll see me what else? I do top fives. I've been slacking. I'm not gonna lie, I've been slacking on the top fives.
Get them back up to speed.
Yeah. It's hard to think of some
top starting fives. Next week.
Yeah, but see, I'm talking about top fives. I also have the Food Truck Fridays where you see us try different food trucks. I try to give you guys a little shine. Same as the Local Food Fridays. So these local food places, they're trying to get their shine too as well. We have a special food court Friday one too. So you'll even see us hit the malls. But yeah, we're everywhere. So just go to Bad Guy Spoken Podcast or T13media.com. Get some merch too while you're there. Get the Bad Guy Spoken. Get a hoodie or something.
Get a Primetime Travi t-shirt. Or.
Yeah. Or. Yeah, go ahead.
High five Mike.
Show it off. There you go. Show it off. Yeah.
Hey. In the wise words of Porky Pig.
Porky Pig?